Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. A single stock does not a market make. Last week, one of the big boy stocks in AI, NVIDIA, was due to post earnings November 19th after market close, and the market cheerleaders virtually rested the hopes of stopping the market fall on what NVIDIA posted. NVIDIA then posted stellar earnings, and almost the entire market screamed upwards the next day. I thought one company posts earnings and the entire market is now fine. Not buying it, and I stated as such. Midday, the market reversed and hammered down again. So much for the power of one stock. For anyone to think one stock could cure all market ills was idiotic, in my opinion, and it only took a few hours to prove that out in spades. There is one entity that can move the market, however, and it is the Federal Reserve that can do just that. On November 21st, a Federal Reserve board member commented as such that an interest rate cut could be in the cards. That was contrary to the previous hints that the Federal Reserve had made in previous weeks that another cut might not be forthcoming. Wham, and voila, the market screamed upwards over 700 Dow points. It ended up down a bit from the all-time high that day, but still at an eye-popping plus 493 points. The question then becomes, is the market rational, and is it all clear sailing from here on in? Quite simply, and in my opinion, no. The market's reaction to both NVIDIA and the Federal Reserve's comment is not rational, at least in my opinion. First off, the earnings of one company should not move an entire sector, let alone move entire swaths of unrelated market sectors. Secondly, it is a sad commentary on where the market stands as a whole when a single monetary policy comment sends a market bouncing like a super ball, whether up or down. But we have seen this movie before, with the stock markets of the past has moved up when the business climate was strong and or improving. Now it seems market participants load up on stocks when credit is eased by an interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve. In English, it means, let's print up some more money, guys, lend it out and watch the markets run. Never mind the economic truth, which currently is that the consumer is struggling. Inflation is still running hot and will continue to do so, in my opinion, and the U.S. dollar is slowly, and has been for decades, migrating itself into a Mexican peso moment, which is becoming more and more worthless every passing day. I know many think this will all blow over. The U.S. economy will continue to lead the economic world. Inflation will subside. Business will remain strong, and it will never rain again. Two political parties will eventually join hands and sing Kumbaya. The nations of the world will settle all their differences and all the wars will end. We will all go back to paying lower taxes. Our healthcare problems will evaporate and a new wave of new businesses will spring up, ensuring that everyone has a good paying job. And how many of us believe all that because the Federal Reserve might drop interest rates? I have a bridge for sale. Message me. And that's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this newscast is my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, or represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, or this media outlet, its staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979 and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti.
Yeah, absolutely right.
I certainly was in the right.
Yeah, it's definitely right. Like, he's cruising for bruising.